Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome to Mind, Body, and Emotions is Your World, the podcast that brings energy, heart, and insight to life's big topics, from the economy and fitness to spirit and soul. Each episode lifts you up with real talk and vibes that lock you into what truly matters. Take a breath. Embrace the moment. Your journey to a fuller life starts now. You're now listening to your host, Joe Aponte.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Emotions is Your World, the podcast where wellness meets real life. Produced by Tammy HGSS, I am your host, Joe Aponte. A quick heads up before we dive in. This podcast is all about sharing personal perspectives of which you can share yours by joining our members site soon to be announced, should you wish to support our podcast and be a part of the conversation. While we explore a wide range of topics from wellness and fitness to science and economics, everything shared here is opinion-based. We're not offering professional advice, nor do we claim to be experts in any specific field. So, if you're seeking guidance on any of the subjects we touch on, we encourage you to connect with qualified professionals who can support you directly and answer all your questions. Now, let's get to the description of this episode. The title and description, here we go. The title is Two Sides, UFOs, Entities, Disclosure, and God. Ready to challenge everything you thought you knew? In this episode, Joe Aponte peels back the layers of reality to explore the duality of life, because there really are two sides to everything. From deep dives into UFOs and otherworldly entities to the latest twists in disclosure, he offers raw insights that blur the line between mystery and revelation. And when it comes to diving in, oh boy, does he dive in, all right? That's me, I know. Joe shares what he believes God really wants you to know. No filters, just truth, according to Joe's perspective. Whether you're skeptical, spiritual, or somewhere in between, this one will stir your curiosity and shake your perspective. Press play and open your mind. So let us press play. Two sides to all things. Okay. For many years, I have been stating that there are two sides to all things. Just like up has down, left has right, truth has false. Health has sickness, electron have positrons, and the combinations are endless. I have been saying this since the publishing of my book, Two Sides to All Things, What God Wants You to Know. And I'm talking about since the year 2006, when it was first printed. Yep, no one listened. Nope, not a soul. The book, in my eyes, helped me awaken spiritually, but has done nothing to awaken others since it didn't gain any traction. Incredible, but true. Listen, this is something that God has told me and put into my spirit through download, and I put it into a book because I was compelled to do so. That's a long story, folks. I had to do it, and I did it, and hey, this one, This is one of my gripes, okay? When I responded to God's request for me to write the book, I specifically responded by saying, why? Why? Why would you want me to write it? Are you kidding me? Nobody knows me. You know, and yada, yada, yada. You know how that goes, right? This will never gain any traction at all. However, you know, I will never dare say, see, I told you so. No, not me. Lord, I'm not telling you that right now. Nope, nope, that's not me. I'm not telling you that, you know. But, you know, it is what it is, right? Why God did it, I will never know. Never know, okay? But what's in that book? Wow. It is, however, frustrating to see things come to pass and written in the book. It is amazing. I'm just mind blown over here. So the gist of this is you are a spirit soul and you are living in a realm of positive and negative experiences. In order to navigate through life's negative experiences, you have to have this fundamental truth and use it to manage your life. And yes, navigate through your decision making, which involves yes and no. And for the record, the option of maybe doesn't count. It just doesn't. As God said in the Bible, Revelation 3:16. Yeah, no, I'm not getting religious, but it's a good thing to reference once in a while, right? He said, so, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Yeah, now the context was about one of the churches, you know, that was neither hot or cold, whatever happened. But the concept is the same. Okay, the concept is the same. It applies the same way. Two sides to all things. Okay, it's either yes or no. Maybe don't count. Maybe it's a soft no. So it's either yes or no, right? There's no in between, right? It's just a soft no. No, it's a no. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Remember that. Let us not kid ourselves. It is either yes or no. Period. All right? Stop trying to negotiate things. I know people like to be polite. Well, you know, I just don't want to hurt the person's feelings. Yada, yada, yada. I respect that. You know, obviously, I respect you don't want to hurt the person's feeling, but you know what? You got to say, hey, no, not now, right? Not now, you know, no. The answer is no. It doesn't mean I am against you or nothing, but the answer is no. I guess people respect that more than just maybe, you know? Anyway, that's just my opinion. Let us move on. Next, UFOs, entities, and disclosure. Before diving a bit deep on this one, this subject, I want to make a few things clear, okay? Although, I'm not one of these religious types and go around memorizing scriptures and all that stuff, I am a Christian, and I believe in one God and his son, Jesus Christ, period. However, I respect other people's views and their beliefs. At the end of the day, someone's going to be right and the other one's going to be wrong. Two sides to all things. The yes or no, right or wrong, it's just that simple. You know, people got to stop making things so complicated. We shall know soon enough. Additionally, I don't put God in a box. If you know God, okay, then you know he creates all things, right? He is endless and everlasting. You know, I had a saying, right? And I've always said that out of one, many, and many will go back to one. Okay? When God creates, it multiplies. And that creation creates, and the other creation that created the creation, oh man, and it just keeps multiplying. That's our God, or my God. Sorry, I don't want to include everybody that doesn't want to be included, but that's my God. He is a creator. That's what he does. That's what he does. He creates. He creates. He's a creator. He's the master creator. Okay? And everything he makes multiplies. But at the end of the day, it all comes back to him. Okay? Out of many, Out of one comes many, many back into one. Remember that. Now, do I believe in aliens and flying saucers, triangles, eggs, spheres? Oh my God, pretty soon you're going to have flying pencils. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody's talking about all kinds of stuff up in here, you know. Let me answer this by saying I don't particularly care for the word alien. I rather refer to them as entities, okay? I believe there are many different types of entities with different types of capabilities. Let's take angels for an example. They are spirit first and can manifest themselves into our physical world. You know, just like there are angels, there are demons, and there may even be other types of entities that have certain abilities and so forth. So, in short, yes, I do believe in entities, okay? Now, as far as disclosure, that's a complicated little thing there. We can be here all night and possibly a few days on top of that just to get through all the stories, conspiracies, accusations, forget about. Wow. Okay. Wow. That's all I got to say. Okay. It'll blow your mind. Okay. You don't know who to believe. All right. I'm going to let you hear a little bit of Vedit's host, you know, Patrick Scott Armstrong's episode labeled Bombshell Allegations by Ross Coulthard, and where he plays a clip from News Nation's Ross Coulthard claiming he is going to name names. I'm going to name names. I'm tired. Hey, I get it, man. The guy's frustrated, right? You can tell in his face already. He's like, enough with this, all right, mate? That's it. All right. But he alleges that there are some senators who are blocking disclosure and so on. Now, I can't say I disagree with him. Right. We don't know. But he's saying there is. So I'll just take him at his word. I will let you hear it for yourself before making my final decision on this topic. OK, I mean, comment, whatever. Right. You know what I'm saying. But anyway, let's get to it. Here it goes. Hope it works.
Ross Coulthard.
At some stage, we've got to ask ourselves, are we being played? And I do think we're being played. I think there are certain senators in particular who are making noises about being pro-disclosure and pro-transparency. And frankly, I think they know full well about this program, this highly compartmentalized program. I think they have been read into it. And I think part of the issue now for Congress is that there are parts of the Congress that have been read into the secret retrieval and reverse engineering program, and they don't think you've got the right to know about it. And I suspect also at the Trump White House level, I think Trump has drunk the Kool-Aid with sections of the national security industry who have told him that this is far too important a program to jeopardize by bringing it into the public arena before Congress. So, yes, I suspect very, very much that we're being played right now. And I'm beginning to get very, very cynical. Even though there are good intentions from the good people in the House Oversight Subcommittee that's looking at this issue and at Paulina's committee, the Transparency Committee, I have a real problem with what's going on at Senate level. And I think that there are certain key senators that are actively obfuscating and blocking the public's right to know. And I'm going to start calling them out shortly. I think it's really important that people realize we're being played.
Now, so that's interesting, right? Like, what senators is he talking about? And why not just name names now, right? Because I'm curious. And I'm also curious, like, senators being read into the UFO program is kind of interesting because they're in, like, a revolving door, right? They could be out. And then what? Do you get read out of the UFO program, or you're just forever in it, but now you have no power, but you're still, you know, retired, sitting on your farm, still read in? I don't know about that. So it's interesting to me that senators would be read in. And what information does Ross have that makes him think that? Right? What sources? And who are they? Why don't these sources just come forward and tell all this stuff? So we know exactly who the information is coming from, because these are pretty big allegations, right? You're claiming that sitting U.S. senators, right, are part of a deep state black budget program siphoning money illegally from our budget to spend on covering up and reverse engineering alien technology, and then, as Ross puts it, obfuscating, which seems to be a popular word in this community, out of nowhere, which is interesting, but blocking, obfuscating, right, movement on UFO disclosure. That's quite an allegation, right? And without any proof, that is quite a line to cast. Let's put it that way. So I'll be curious what people are going to say about this. And I'll be curious who are the names he's going to start naming, because they're clearly going to come out and defend themselves. I mean, he's alleging that they're traitors to America and to the American people. And again, that is a huge allegation to make against someone. So I'm curious.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
If Ross is not just going to name names, but provide proof of that, because I don't think just naming names is smart to do unless you provide proof, because again, that is the highest allegation you could throw at someone who is involved in government, being a traitor against their own government, right? So, you know, again, I hope Ross provides some proof with these names that he's about to out. You know, and if we're speculating, let me know down in the comments, who do you think he's talking about? And remember, he's saying it in plural sense, so it's two or more senators. And he also brought up Ana Paulina Luna's secret task force, which is interesting because Ana Paulina Luna responded to Ross's video. She said this: just so everyone knows, I'm not a senator, so he's not talking about me. If there are any senators he needs, I think she misquote there, to let me know so we can follow up. Don't forget, we had the skiff to bring in people to talk with us and they all got, quote, sick or had things come up and could not make it. Well, Ana Paulina Luna makes a great point, right? Who's really obfuscating here, right? She's saying, all right, let me know, Ross, you know, give me the names and we'll follow up. But, you know, don't forget, I got a skiff together and nobody could make it. After years of people saying they couldn't get a skiff, they couldn't get in a skiff. Hey, I would talk, but I just can't get in the skiff.
All right. Well, it's a lot to chew on there. But I like Patrick's, questioning. You know, I like the way he questions things, a little skepticism there, this and that. He wants proof. I get it, right? You got to have proof. However, I just got to put a quick note to that, right? And I'll let you know in a little bit because, you know, she did have the skiff. You know, Luna had the skiff and they came up mysteriously with some kind of flu, I guess the skiff flu, right? That's true. That is a fact, okay? I think Lua Lozando was supposed to go in. He said, oh, you got a cool, okay, I can't make it. You know, it was only yesterday I spoke to you, but all of a sudden I don't feel good, you know? okay. I get that. I get all that. It does, you know, at face value gives it credibility that this whole thing is a wash, right? But not so fast. So the credits for this video goes to vetted Dove Patrick's comments on the episode. And also credit goes out to Korhar's News Nation piece for the actual News Nation piece that I just let you hear. I will have the link in my episode notes so that you can see the full episode for yourself. Now, also the following video that I'm going to, you know, let you hear comes from Psicoactivo. I don't know. You know what, Matt? He doesn't have his name there. I didn't see his name, and I keep forgetting his name. But anyway, it's Sequo Activo podcast, in where the host shows a clip of Michael Herrera, a firsthand whistleblower, and where he expresses what he felt about the way Congress is handling the disclosure hearing. Now, I'm putting this on because it is important to understand the full picture. All right, so let me play this for you as well, right? It kind of like, you know, it gives Colhart a little bit of credibility here of what he's saying, okay? Because this is a firsthand whistleblower, all right? And, you know, no one wanted to speak to this guy. Okay, why? I mean, that makes no sense to me, right? He says you want the truth. You don't know who to ask. Come on, man. Stop playing games. And this, you know, whatever. Let's get to it. Again, here's a video of Sequo Activo. All right, let's get to it.
He's the tweet where he expresses similar concerns. So here's Michael Herrera.
Hey, guys. Hope you guys are having a successful week so far. It's been busy, but good. And I just wanted to say something. I've been trying to get in front of a U.S. congressional hearing for almost 2 years. So it's something, as a firsthand witness, that I feel like I'd have a good impact with that, especially with the unique position I've been afforded to as far as see things in a first-person perspective that 99% of the population probably would never get to see or participate. So having that said, I'm going to be very blunt. If we got people who are firsthand who are coming forward, I would ask you to reconsider. I mean,
that's pretty hardcore saying that, because there's people on other sides and other efforts that are trying to convince these people. And now Mike is here expressing concern and frustration and flat out just telling them to not come forward. And he has his reasons. I'm not saying he doesn't, but I don't know. This will definitely draw mixed reactions.
I ask you to reconsider based off of the notion that there have been other people who've held pretty, you know, successful positions within certain agencies, companies that are in this issue that have given actionable intelligence, that have ranged from where biologics are stored, where assets are located, where the names of these projects are, you know, are occurring, and the details associated with that enough to actually gain basically a plan with knowledge and execute it. So the question I always have is, I like how they play dumb, like they don't have any information to go off of, and they want more firsthand people to go forward and to expose themselves. There are many firsthand people I know that have went forward, that have had the SCIF meetings, that have provided the actionable intelligence, and they've been screwed royally. Their lives are ruined. Their income, their safety with their families. You know, these guys make really good money. You cannot exercise your skill set elsewhere in this world like you can in some of these programs with some of the top minds and some of the top people that this country has as far as the best and brightest that this country has to offer. When they give that up, they're put in a position where they're trying to figure out how to make stuff work. All right. And they're good at improvising, adapting, overcoming. Right. But the problem is you have a failed system, and the failed system is not supporting those people. I've seen this firsthand. And there's probably people who have came forward that can relate to that. You know, we have to take action amongst ourselves for our own protection, for our own type of income, right? Which is, you know, if you're working for yourself or your, you know, partner, whatever it is, it's a little bit easier. But at the same time, some of these people don't have the luxury to do that. And even if you do make good money, you have some of these agencies that are weaponized, that go against people who are trying to do the right thing. And that's the biggest problem, is being punished for doing the right thing. It exposes yourself to the world of something that sounds crazy, but it's true. And then you're put in a position of trying to fend for yourself. Nobody else in the world understands what you're going through unless it's other people who are in the similar, wearing the same shoes as you. But it's very rare. Because even though people come forward, everybody's experiences differ, obviously. So I want people to understand that I would reconsider if you're thinking of coming forward. And the reason being is because you're going to get shortchanged immensely.
Man, that's a first hand whistleblower, okay? Now, if you notice in his comments, he says there were other first-hand whistleblowers that did make it to the skiff, okay, that did give them, Congress, a whole lot of information, and Congress is acting like they can't find anybody. No one wants to participate. Come on. Come on, guys. This is why I wanted to play these two videos so that you could put them together and to put it into a real context here. Kohar's right. Kohar's right. I don't want to say he's right or he's wrong, but he's right. If you put these two things together and consider them, Congress is hosing everybody. You know, look, in all good fairness, I believe Ross Kohar truly believes in what he is saying and what others are telling him. And I don't blame him, you know. Like the host of Vetted said, something to the effect that Senator Luna did manage to get his skiff and everyone miraculously reported sick. But that statement alone, that's why I needed to put that other video so that you can understand the context here. I mean, Patrick maybe didn't know about it. I don't know. Maybe he didn't know about this piece that just came out, I guess. So you got to put things in perspective and in chronological order. So yeah, no, Congress was informed inside a skiff by first-hand whistleblowers, and they kept it quiet. So yeah, these people got screwed, and probably their jobs are on the line, their lives are on the line, their families are on the line. Why? Why are you doing this? To me, it's a trap. It's a freaking trap. You're smoking these people out, and then you're destroying them. I'm sorry. That's what it looks like. Now, prove it wrong. Prove it wrong. I'm sorry. You know, the guy's, he's legit. You know, he made his comment, and that's a pretty strong comment. You know? Now, at face value, you know what Patrick was saying, you know, yeah. Throws water on, you know, on the credibility. But no, you got to look at it from a different perspective. You got to put these two together to get the full story. According to Michael Herrera, a first-hand whistleblower, no one is asking him to testify. Why? Why? Makes no sense. I thought they wanted first-hand whistleblowers, right? Yeah, come on, man. Come on, this whole thing stinks, right? It's beginning to look like this whole thing's a trap in order to smoke, like I said, smoke out all the first-hand whistleblowers and therefore possibly cause a lot of damage to their lives and careers and so on and so forth. You know, get rid of them. They talk. Well, you know, one of those. It doesn't look like a bunch of honest, concerned lawmakers trying to get to the truth. If they did, they would have already secured security. All right, for these people, and to protect them and their families. But they haven't done that. That's flaw number one. Okay, I don't get it. But anyway, hey, look, my prayers go out to these people because this is real stuff, man. This is real world stuff. And their lives is in danger. You know, I believe the only way people are going to get disclosure is through a catastrophic event, of which I truly believe that's going to happen. That's going to happen. You know, like entities landing on the White House lawn. I don't know about that, but it's going to happen. It's going to be catastrophic. And I guess that's what they want, right? I guess that's what they want. All right. Last topic, God. Now is the time to hit on the topic of God. To be clear, I am a Christian. I don't judge others. You know, I just base it on, you know, tell me what you do, the results thereof, and how it affects me, my family, and the public at large. And I can make some kind of assessment as to what you've done, who you are, what kind of person you are. The following is how I understand God to be. Number one, in the beginning, God, the ultimate consciousness, existence itself. Number two, without God, there is no existence. Therefore, no consciousness. Number three, we exist within God's consciousness. Thus, God is omnipresent. Number four, we as humans, God in us and all around us. This is, as far as I'm concerned, you know, to go on this topic for now. This is all I want to, you know. This is it. You know, I don't want to hit any more on this topic. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. And please don't forget to pass the word out. Leave a like, write a nice review, or a fair one. And by all means, drop by again and check out our next episode. With that said, this is Joel Ponte. See ya. Bye-bye. See you on the other episode. Later.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mind, Body, and Emotions is Your World podcast show. Love what you heard? Then show us some love. Tap that like button, share this episode. Whether it's one click or a shout out, your support fuels everything we do. We see you, we appreciate you, and we can't wait to have you back for the next vibe-packed episode. Until then, thank you for being part of the movement.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards. Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.